So, welcome everyone to Defropology brought to you by Radio DePaul. I am your co-host, Jeffrey, and my fun fact of the day is, even though we didn't pre-plan one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. My fun fact of the day is, I saw my Spotify Wrapped and I was shocked, which we're going to get into in a second.
You were shocked?
By one of the people on the top five.
Oh.
Because I didn't think I listened to them that much this year.
No, I was so not shocked by mine. I'm the same as I was.
Well, I'm surprised by one of the genres that got like way up there. You're gonna laugh at me when you realize what it is when I tell you. So
what was it?
Well, do you want to go first? Should we go into our top five artists? Like, what do you want to do?
I don't. Well, I think people can guess that my top artist was My Chem. No surprise. I love that when we text each other, you're like, oh, what was your Spotify Wrapped? And you sent yours, and it was Taylor Swift. And I was like, yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah. See, like, mine's kind of disappeared now, like, with the top. But, like, I remember it. I had one of okay, one of the genres snuck up there. Anime rap. Which, it's, like, those people who make, like, random rap songs for
characters. Yeah, I know what it is.
And I've been listening to, like, a bunch of cyphers when I'm bored and I have, like, nothing to do. I just play in the background. It's, like, you know how people listen to Mario thing to study? I listen to these random anime raps because I'm bored. Like, even characters I've never heard about. I'm like, okay, well, this makes me want to watch the anime now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I watched one anime this year, and that's it. That was my quota.
Now I want to watch One Piece because of an anime.
Oh, God.
But that's a big commitment.
Yeah.
So I might just do, like...
get married instead. Jeez.
But was there any artist you were surprised in your top five or no?
Oh, The Used is on here. I like maybe 10 of their songs. And then they ended up in the top five. I don't know. Pretty Handsome Awkward was like the song of the year for me, though.
Yeah, I had Charlie XCX and a surprise besides. So one was Taylor, two was Charlie. Then I had Cupcake, which was kind of funny, of course. Then I had Conan Gray. Then I, surprisingly, if I would have Doja Cat, right? I have Megan Thee Stallion, and I don't listen to her as much as Doja. So I was like, I guess this is like, Natalie told me if you listen to a lot of stuff near the end of the year, it kind of like gets counted a little bit more, I guess.
What?
I don't know. She was like, because Nat told me a lot of these people she was listening to at the end of the year, and all of a sudden it was at the top for this, for the year, whole year. I was like, that's weird.
No, mine's a fairly even distribution. It's not very.
Okay.
A lot of, for some reason, Joy Wave is too, and I think that that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was a later in the year kind of thing. But I don't know how, and Fall Out Boy, no, that's not a surprise. Anyways, Pete Wentz, if you're listening, hello? Oh my God, question marks?
Did you watch your Spotify thank you videos from the artist? Then your artist, some of the artists make thank you videos. Like if you scroll down, like Taylor had one.
Oh no.
Fletcher, it was like some of the people weren't even my top five. It was just people in your top 20, I guess.
I don't care that much.
Were you in the top 0% of any listeners?
My Kim.
Yeah, I was top 1% Taylor, and then Nat sends me her. She's like, she's 0.000. I was like, girl, do you not have a life? Like, love you. Love you, Nat. But like, I was like, that is a lot.
How
like,
long is her commute? Jeez.
Well, she's a teacher. Every day, bro.
Gosh. Anyways.
Yeah, so this episode, we're going to be talking about the legendary Christmas figure, Krampus. Well,
how you say it?
Krampus. You think that's better?
German people probably say Krampus. I don't respect German enough as a language to.
Okay, look, I'm American. I don't have to pronounce anything right. Just kidding. We're gonna go. Do you think? Do we want to go with Krampus or Krampus?
Do we play rock paper scissors?
Yeah, which way we go? Krampus. You're doing Krampus. I'm doing Krampus.
Okay. Three, two, one. 3, 2, 1, shoot. I hate you. I win.
Krampus. Krampus.
After we got like four in a row.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So the Gemini energy. But so if you guys have not heard of Krampus, it's getting some attention in the United States. But have you heard of Krampus before this film at all?
See, I've heard of it, but the one I'm more familiar with is like Saint Nicholas.
Yeah,
and, like the French version.
Yeah. This one's still Saint Nicholas. Like, in Europe, it's Saint Nicholas, but in this movie, it was more Santa Claus, just because I think it was trying to reach more to a Western audience. But so like some of the folklore, if you've never heard of Krampus, it's the they call him like the shadow of Saint Nick, And it's also like, they're also portrayed as buddies, which I think is funny because, you know, St. Nick has the list for naughty and nice. And St. Nick rewards those who are nice, and the naughty kids are punished by Krampus. So you may be wondering what that entails. Well, that can entail if you're just naughty, you get like a, what's the, it's a type of rod. It's a, I have it written down. He puts like this rod of his wood in your shoe to warn you. But if you're wicked, you get dragged to hell.
But if you're good, you get little chocolates.
Yeah, and if you're good, St. Nicholas puts it in your shoe because you leave your shoes outside on the porch.
Yeah, you get little foot chocolates.
Yeah, but if you're bad, you get swatted with the twig.
Do they like line their shoes with like little plastic bags or something for that?
I don't know if it.
I don't know, because they told us about this in French class once, and I was like, I'm not eating foot chocolate.
Well, and also happens. So, it happens on the day of December 6th. So, like on December 5th, that night before it turns over, if you're bad, that's when Krampus shows up. So, I think I
need your chimneys tonight, folks.
Yeah, that they were. Okay, this is. I don't think this is like really like. Everything we're talking about in this movie is not a spoiler. This is in the trailer, what we're going to be talking about mostly. So, like, one of the things that, when you said that, it makes me think about this. Like, this is, like, a very small plot point. It is not a spoiler. I was like, oh, well, if you want to keep Bad Santa out, let's keep the chimney going, which the grandma, the G, was doing for most of the film. Yeah. Like, everyone was, like, not knowing what's happening. You just see her shoving wood into the chimney.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, logically, it makes sense. No, and then it does. The rest of her family is, like, gaslighting her.
Yeah, no, like, well, but she held out for a long time. Like, two of the kids disappeared before she said anything. So it's kind of like you could have, like, they still wouldn't have believed her, but, like, she could have said something sooner. Like,
I suppose. Maybe, I don't know. She very clearly has a favorite grandchild, though, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women don't matter.
Before it was brought into German and Austrian folklore, Krampus was actually from Norse tradition, where he was described as the son of hell. But he was brought into Christian tradition despite protests from the Catholic Church because they saw him as like a demonic figure. So like, why are you celebrating a demon? But you know, people are like, we want to do it anyway. Like, it's cool. Like, it's edgy. The teens love it. So why not?
Interesting.
So appearance-wise, he's described as something akin to the ancient Greek. It's satyr.
Satyr.
Satyr. It's the half-man, half-goat, often depicted with dark hair, fangs, and a long tongue. So imagine evil Mr. Krampus from Narnia, but, like, actually intimidating and huge.
See, I have a better understanding of a goat standing up and half of it's a man.
You don't know Mr. Tumnus from Narnia? Oh, my God. Your childhood. Anyway, so there is a night called Krampus Night. Or Krampus Nights, and it's some folklores of the legend state that the day before, which I kind of said, they put out their shoes, local children will be swatted with birch sticks and would be kidnapped by Krampus, being put into a sack and brought into his lair in the underworld. Naughty children get a rod in their shoes to warn them to be nicer, or they will be next. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a good way to get kids to be nice.
Yeah, it's giving grim fairy tales a bit.
I don't know. I really love the energy of something really terrible having to happen for any meaningful change to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how the world works anyhow.
Yeah. Do you want to explain the Krampus run?
Okay. So it says another children associate comes from Austria, where Austrians would get drunk, dress themselves up as Krampus, and scare kids.
Yeah, they could just. They would also take the birch sticks.
High schoolers would love that.
And other adults who weren't dressed as Krampus, they have like handmade masks. They swat you on the leg. Like, you can get bruises. Like, they're not trying to like kill you, but like if you, it's like, you know, like,
they're
how we
not
punch
trying
each
to
other,
kill you, but that's
that if you like, you know how we punch each other. It's like, it's more extreme version of St. Patrick's Day, basically.
That's funny though.
Yeah.
But. Dances?
Yeah, Zimmerman was in this article by Zimmerman. They were talking about in the real world, people might attend Krampus balls, or young men from the local Krampus Gruppe might don carved wooden masks, cowbells, chains, and elaborate costumes, or run for town and the Krampus run, frightening and sometimes beating bystanders with their birch sticks.
See, and they say we can't do pride, but we can do this. I don't. That's so weird. I don't know. It is funny, though. It is a good excuse to be, like, a little fruity.
Yeah.
A little fruity in December.
So this is an excerpt from an American who was at the Krampus Parade. So it was, the narrow streets in the old city section of Salzburg were packed with pedestrians as the Krampus stomped through. Many people were caught unaware.
Say that again.
Confiscate. I love it. Whatever. All the German people are rolling in their graves. Many people were caught unaware and reacted with terror. Some would flee and try to seek refuge in a shop or restaurant, only to be pursued by a determined Krampus. Oh my god. With so many easy targets, we again managed to escape largely unharmed. As times we were chased, jostled, and struck, but compared with the brutality we witnessed, it was obvious we had been spared the full brunt of what Krampus could muster.
Okay, so what are crime rates in, like, Germany and Austria? Because this is their purge. It's Pride and Purge.
That's what I was thinking about.
That's
a little bit,
so
too.
Fun. Do I need to move?
Well, make sure you're the one in the costume, and it's fun. If you're not in the costume, it's probably not.
I suppose, but, like, you can imagine me in, like, an elaborate goat costume. I feel like suits the part.
So, yeah, birch twigs are often hanged as decorations on houses of naughty children by their parents in order to remind them of Krampus, so they will reform their bad behavior.
Cool.
It's giving me when parents have a queer kid and they put like a cross in their room or like a Jesus, like reform.
Yeah.
As that, like, you know, one's a choice, one's like your identity, but like it's still kind of funny. It's still
somehow Jesus watching you.
Yeah.
Will work.
Yeah.
But
there is also, like, a growing Krampus scene in the United States, in L.A. Like, there's, like, Krampus parties. I guess some people may be doing Krampus runs. It's giving when people were doing the clown, like, the walk around.
2016?
Yeah, when they were in the clown costume after It came out.
No, I hated that, because, like, I feel like the Krampus, like, people celebrating Krampus stuff in the U.S. is not the same as the clown thing. Because the clown thing, people would, like, call into schools.
Yeah.
And, like, do bomb threats. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know. That wasn't a fun time.
Also, it's like, I don't feel like people would be as scared. Like, there's a genuine fear of clowns, and it's like you're just going out of your way. Like, I don't have an issue with clowns, like, being invited to a party because, like, they know you're going to be there, or, like, a circus. But, like, when you're just showing up as a clown and you're trying to look scary, too, like, with blood on you, that's not Halloween.
Right.
It's kind of messed up. That's kind of...
Well, I wouldn't want Krampus out of place, either. Imagine you're just in, like, a parking lot Walmart at, like, 2 a.m. and, like, wherever. And you just, out of the corner of your eye, Krampus is shopping at Walmart, too.
So, Misha, what were some of your thoughts about the film? As a B-horror comedy.
Is that what it is?
It's a B-horror. It didn't have, like, the biggest budget in the world. Like, there was, like, only one thing was done with CGI.
Interesting. Well, I think my thoughts can be saved for after a sick little ad break.
So you're going to get an ad break, and then you're going to get a few. We'll give you the Krampus Carol from the movie and see how you enjoy that. We will see you guys soon.
Oh, my God. You should have told that story on air, man.
It's too late.
Everybody's missing out.
Too late.
Anyways, thank you, Ryan Seaman, for that bit. I'm so sorry. I thought it was too funny.
So since we're back, what were your thoughts on Krampus?
Like, aggressively mid-tier.
So, like, okay, on an S tier to a, like, E, and an F, it's, like, abomination.
No, it's like a perfect C.
This is how I feel. It's a C when you're not in, like, holiday season. I'd put it in a B on Christmas Day, but usually a C.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. And, like, I don't know. Most of our listeners are local. There's been no snow, and it's December, and that's really weird. So
I've been loving it.
I mean, it's convenient, but I also don't like it. Like, I don't like seeing Christmas decorations with no snow.
Yeah.
Like, something about that feels, like, uncanny. Like, we don't live in California. That's weird. I don't know.
So, like, what did you think about the effects and the animation?
I think the, like, practical effects were really cool. The animations were, really...
So...
Well, the CGI was okay, but the little animated part was really cool.
Yeah. So, there's a couple different creature designs. So, we had Krampus itself, which was pretty cool, I think. Like, it was good for what it was, because I've seen other Krampus movies, and I've seen still shots of their costumes, and they weren't that great. So compared to that, it's looking pretty good. I think it could have looked a bit scarier, but they were going for PG-13, so it works. I think it would scare a kid. So, what did you think about the Gingerbread Man? I know you had some thoughts about that.
No, because we were talking about this before air, and I was like, they're just like copies of the Minions, and you were like, I don't mind Minions, and I was like, oh God.
Yeah, but they looked just like the Gingerbread Man from Shrek.
Oh, did they?
Like, have you ever seen Shrek, the Gingerbread Man?
Like, I have,
That's
but I
what it like.
don't.
It looked too similar. Like, it looks like they took that Gingerbread Man. Like, I know Gingerbread Mans usually look alike, but like, I don't feel like there's any design differences really. So it was just kind of, I just.
Yeah, I feel like with all the non-CGI effects, there was something to them that made them scarier. Whereas the gingerbread men were just kind of like, they're a little like Alvin and the Chipmunksy.
Yeah, I thought the elves were kind of lame looking. They came during the end of the movie, they burst through the window and they
Oh,
grabbed the baby.
I thought it was kind of fun because it sort of reminded me of the Labyrinth. Like, not really, of course,
Yeah.
because Jim Henson is like
Yeah.
really cool. It kind of reminded me of that, like, it's that scene where there's that big old wasteland junkyard and she
Yeah.
finds an exact replica of her room. She's like, maybe I could just stay here. And
Yeah.
the lady keeps handing her, well, whatever, right? Have you seen the Labyrinth?
Pam's Labyrinth?
No, Jim
Okay.
Henson's.
No. Put that
Never
on my
mind.
to-do list, but
David Bowie's in it.
I didn't love the elves personally because you didn't really get a good look at them. I'm someone
Yeah.
with a creature fic where we're building up to the movie. I need to see what a like I feel like the some of the payoff is seeing them. The problem is though, I get it though because they're not on screen that much compared
Yeah.
to so like I get it, but also they kind of felt rushed in. Like they got like 2 minutes of screen time really, and it was just kind of like what was the point of them even being there besides I felt like they were there just to kill off some characters. Like real quick, and it was kind of lame. Like I feel like the puppets were really good because they had a lot of screen time. The other thing was the snow creature that you never saw that was just kind of running through the snow. What did you think about that?
I thought it was a little
That was lame. I
cheesy.
thought it was lame.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of a cop out.
It reminds me of this terrible. There's this terrible beach movie, like D-rated horror, like terrible. It's called Dunes, maybe, or it's. Or something, it's not that, it's at the beach, so it's something with beaches, but it's like this, they never really show the thing, but it's like these strings come out of the sand and pull you down, and it's like all these has-been actors, and it's really, like,
That's
that, and they
unfortunate.
take, like, all their friends, like, a lot of their friends die, and they finally realize they could just walk across surfboards on the sand and gotten away.
Took them that long.
Yeah, but even then, they're still dumb somehow, and still, some of them still end up going, but that's what it reminded me of, it's like, there's things in the snow, hey, let's go outside and look for after the first, it's like, okay.
Gosh, that is one of my like least favorite tropes in like horror movies. It's
Yeah.
like, oh, go after them, and it's like,
The only one
no.
that made sense, kind of, and I still don't agree with this, was when, like, the one girl's voice is replicated. Like, but
Yeah.
her, it didn't even sound like her, though. It sounded echoey. Like, it did, like, it sounded robotic, her voice. Like, I don't know. Like, that would not have, as a kid, that would not have fooled me because it sounded like she was coming from a radio and not inside the house.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't know. I thought the more permissible ones were like the parents trying
yeah.
to find their kid, or at least when they're trying to find the sister, who I can't remember
Yeah,
the
but
name
the
of.
parents for the most part were actually in a group though. Like my problem is like these kids were like walk off one on one or two of them. They don't have like they don't have anything on them. It's like, come on. I think the
Yeah.
sister's name is Beth.
I think it was too. I just don't want to be wrong.
I have it written down somewhere.
I don't know. She. I don't know if this is spoilers or not, but she dies like really early on.
She okay,
And it's
we're gonna
silly.
put a spoiler thing at the top of this movie, but because this is not something that I'm like high key recommend. Like this is nice if you're into this type of thing for Christmas, but this is not like my top of recommendation list, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah, I can't think of like a target audience for this movie.
Kids, like if for families with kids who want to like kids who like scary stuff, but they don't want to be too scared, and you're watching it on Christmas. So you have an annoying little sibling and you want to get a good shriek out of them. It's for an older sibling.
No, I don't think it is, though.
I think
I
it
feel like
is.
kids who like horror really love horror. Like gore and stuff. Like watching those like live medical
A
TV
lot of people really
shows.
like this movie. Like I was in the comment
Really?
section. They were like, this is the perfect balance of comedy and horror. Like this is just like the Gremlins. This is so great.
I don't think I even chuckled. at any part of the movie. That's so sad.
I laughed. I did laugh at the one aunt who was just kind of judgmental, and then she finally got her moment. I was like, when she starts taking him out, it's like the one character you never thought was going to be useful. Mm-hmm. It's like, at least the adults who are unlikable became kind of likable as the movie went on, because they were actually doing stuff. But there was a lot of cheesy lines.
Yeah, and there were a lot of things that just didn't fit. Like, suddenly they're talking about, oh, you kept mom's ornament, and it's like, why does that matter?
Yeah.
And it, like, it never comes back. Mm. Like, they just, they're like, here's a story beat about, Max's grandma is dead on her mother's, on his mother's side, and then that's it.
Do you know what was a funny moment? I will say a good joke that landed was when they're getting guns from the car, and he has, the one uncle has the shotgun, and he has the pistol. He's like, this is so much heavier than I thought it would be. And he's like, it's my wife's. Like, dude, come on. And his wife is like the most like person you think can handle guns. She uses it, and the main guy can't even hold it that well. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, Republicans will. Republican.
He did give strong MAGA energy, the uncle.
Yeah, I don't really understand. They didn't really even resolve that either.
Resolve what?
Like, oh, we're still good family despite our political differences. And I just don't think that's really correct.
I think I was like, oh, you saved my life, so now we're cool. Mm. But, like, they never talk about, like, why they disagree, which I get. Like, I get working together, but, like, I feel like at the end of the movie, like, instead of what they did, I kind of would like to hear heart-to-hearts with people to, like, get the vibe better.
Rather than suddenly everything's better and we're not going to question it at the end.
Yeah.
Was kind of what happened, and it's just like, okay, whatever.
Well, at the end, they see the bobble, because remember, like, the left, and they're all, like, they're all re-traumatized. It's like, we're all smiling, then they see he has the Krampus bobble, and then they all just remember what they went through. So it's like, it was kind of a weird end, like, I don't know. It was like, are they safe? Are they not safe?
It doesn't, like, fully resolve.
Yeah, no.
It just kind of ends.
It's like, well, let's see Christmas next year to see if they change. A lot of those kids, like, you did not feel bad about, like, a lot of the kids going, because they were just awful. Besides, like, one cousin. Like, and I'm not justifying kids, but, like, the way they presented this movie and how the other characters acted when the kids, like the one kid's getting eaten, he's like, oh, he's like, really? Like, instead of, like, being sad that his, like, nephew is getting eaten, he's like, really? Come on. It's like, that's like, that's like a big part about me with like especially with family centered movies. I don't come for family centered movies for comedy. When I'm watching a family centered thing, I'm there for the drama. I'm there for like emotion.
You would hate the funeral.
Yeah, I was in the, like, I don't know. Like, and you said, like, a lot of the jokes weren't funny to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, again, I think of, like, oh, they have this random political angle, and then it goes nowhere. And, like, a kid watching that is not going to gain anything from that. Mm. Why did you write it? Like, I guess it's the point of, like, oh, our families are different from each other. But there's other ways to, like, do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe one part of the family is a little bit wealthier. One part of the family is a little, like, private school.
Yeah.
Types, like, I don't know. It's a little.
How the parents acted, like, okay, imagine if your two kids went up the stairs. They took forever to go up the stairs. They spent 5 minutes looking over every hole and crevice. If a kid, like, the only time you should be running off is if you think a kid or, like, a baby is in danger. Like, I'm sorry, that is the one time you had full permission for me to run straight up the stairs. But no, if they wouldn't have taken 5 minutes, neither would the kids would have died. Like, it was so annoying. Like, they were, like, looking, it's like they hear a scream, and instead they're like, let's, like, look a flashlight at every single little hole. Like,
yeah, I guess if it's three people, you gotta be thorough, but it's still just like,
Could have been jogging in furrow, like they were walking. I didn't get it.
I don't think the pacing of the movie is wrong or bad or incorrect.
It was just that scene for me. Like, that particular scene I did not care for. Yeah. Or that Jack in the Box scene was kind of, like, when we talked about the Beth one, like, I thought that was dumb.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, and that weird moment that never got addressed again. Okay. Do you remember when the aunt holds up the bag and she hears something in the bag. But then her sister, I thought she was gone because it sounded like something was about to come out. And then the sister calls her and she puts the bag back down. So she's not going to the bag. And we never find out what happened with that bag again. It's just like, it's stuff like that that bothers me.
I don't know.
I am nitpicky though, so like I'm gonna put that out there now.
Well, that always happens for movies, for me at least, is that there's always like the typical resolve that you need to have for a movie because at some point it has to end. But it's also like, here, let's build this entire universe only for it to exist for 1 hour and 37 minutes.
Which is hard, yeah.
And then there's so many unanswered questions that.
What?
I don't know.
So I want to stop crapping on it a little bit. Some good things about it, I will say, I wrote this down where I really liked the performances by some of the characters. So like the actor, Toni Collette, who plays the mom. If you guys have seen Hereditary, she's very good in horror and thriller. So like I was kind of sold on this movie just because she was in the movie and she did pretty good with what she did. The dad usually plays, so his actor's name is, I've written down.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. He usually plays jerks like in every movie. So I was surprised when he was actually very likable in this movie compared to Excel. I was like, oh, okay. And he actually pulled it off well, so hopefully they stopped typecasting him. I just think, I'm not trying to be mean, but he has one of those faces, like, of an annoying coworker. So, like, I get why they keep casting him, but, like, I thought he did pretty good in this movie.
He's the only person of the entire cast that I recognized, and I kind of don't like that when I recognize people.
Oh.
I don't like when I recognize actors.
I do, but I also like new faces. Like I don't like a full cast of people I know. I like a couple faces so I feel a little comfortable. And I like some new faces so it's like fresh.
Mm.
So like the grandmother does not even have a Wikipedia page and I thought she was the best actor.
She barely
spoke. It was her facial expressions, like when she did speak, the most emotive scene in the movie came from her.
Yeah.
The best off-screen death scene happens with her facing Krampus. Like, I was like...
I thought that would have been the resolve to the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I sacrificed myself as the matriarch.
I think at the end, it should have been she left and then everyone else was restored. Because at the end, everyone was alive. I think it would have been better. Sad, yes, but it would have been better if she had left.
I think it would have made more sense, which is a little mean, but...
No, a movie is... If you're gonna commercialize your art,
right?
I'm sorry, you can be criticized. Her name is, by the way, the grandma's name is Krista Sadler. So I thought she did very good. And also, the little main character Max was pretty likable. So I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I'm very on the middle of kid actors because a lot of the time it's hard. Like I don't like criticizing kid acting. Because, you know, but I thought for a kid, he did pretty good in the movie.
Yeah. There wasn't a point in the movie where I thought, like, oh, these are actors.
Yeah.
And that's usually good, you know?
Yeah.
If I'm watching something, I'm like, oh, they're acting. Then it's like, oh, here's this obvious disconnect.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I don't think they were, besides Max, I don't think the other kids got a lot of, like, work-intensive script. That was like, you have to have the most emotional character. Like I feel like if they were in a drama... then maybe it would have been harder for them to... they may have come off as actors more. But I feel like kids do better in comedy and stuff because kids have been scared before. Like, that's a little bit easier. Though that could be a whole episode one day is, like, kids and scary movies is, like... there's been a lot of bad experiences there. But especially, like, do you know the actress of Emily Rose? You should look into that. Like, some of the stuff she said. That's, like, that movie where they're trying to, like, exercise the girl. The last... it's just the last actress, I'm sorry. And she was, like... because she had to keep filming that scene.
Oh.
It was, like, traumatic. I was like, oh, I felt really bad. And that's what she's known for. It's like, people keep bringing it up.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I think we covered a lot of the... So what did you think about the ending? Because we kind of touched about this.
Oh, God.
The ending.
It was just okay. I think, like, Max didn't sacrifice anything, like, really truly. Like, I thought it would end with Max not coming back.
Mm.
I was like, oh my god, they're going to kill a child.
I thought, yeah, did you think they were all dead, or do you think they were just going to keep Max and let everyone else go?
I thought they were going to let everyone else
go. Because I thought it was going to be like the grandmother where everyone died and it's just Max.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like one or the other. I thought it would have been like a little more interesting if they killed off Max, but like...
Yeah, at least, or the grandma, like something, like, in my opinion, either of those would have worked for me.
At least one person.
Yeah. This is a random thought I had before we go to the rest of the episode on songs for those live listeners. So since the plot of Krampus revolves around the kids not believing in Christmas, does that mean all non-Christians are safe from Krampus if it theoretically existed? Because the whole point is you don't believe in Christmas anymore.
I was thinking about this. Well, the parents don't believe in Christmas either, do they?
Yeah, but remember, he took a letter and he like insulted Santa and like ripped it. Like, I think that was like an everything.
It just has to do with how you grow out of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, like, I could imagine, like,
again, I think it's also because the parents are facilitating their kids believing in it. So, like, and when his kids were like,
I don't know.
I was surprised by like the order of how people were going though, because it was like they were like the kids first, and it's like.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because I wanted to work with the adults a little bit more.
Yeah, it's all, yeah.
And maybe, like, child labor laws, too, I don't know.
Yeah.
It did feel a bit like, I thought at some point all of the kids would be gone, and maybe the parents would, like, have some sort of crisis over, do we save our children or do we get out of here?
The one thing about the pacing is, we didn't mention this with pacing, there is a point where it was, like, back to back to back people were going.
Yeah, and it was really, like, it just feels cheap.
Yeah, it's like, for me, it's like,
what? You were like, let's stop hating on the movie and we're back. Just like...
Well, welcome to Deathropology.
Anyways, Deathropology, just
so
a bleak review of...
So I'm going to give you guys our socials real quick, and then the rest of the episode for the live listeners is going to be music. So you're listening to Deathropology, brought to you by Radio Paul. You can find us out at our Instagram or other socials like Tumblr, which at DEATHROPOLOGY, which is also our Gmail. So at that to Gmail if you want to message us for anything. Anything. Yeah.
Please have a specific message.
And decorum. Anyways. You can find us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, a lot of stuff. Google really. Podcasts. Yeah. Wherever Anchor distributes us, we're there. Thank you guys for listening. I've been Jeffrey.
Do you want to tell them about what our next episode?
Oh, that is true.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, Misha, you should bring it up. This is your idea.
We're doing another movie review, and we're going to be talking about Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, the only Christmas movie, like, ever. And David Bowie's in it, just like The Labyrinth.
Okay, so I'm excited because I think this might be the first time I've ever seen it. Because I think I saw it when I was younger, but I don't remember. So this will be like a fresh experience again.
It's good you don't remember. Like, kids shouldn't watch it.
Okay. Well, then I probably did not watch it. So this will be the first time watching. So
excited.
Yeah. So we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I've been Jeffrey.
I've been Misha.
And we will see you next week on Monday.